Let's clear up a major misconception right out of the gate. Many athletes believe that Olympic triathlon training demands 15 to 20 hours a week. That is simply not true. As your head coach here at Third Coast Training, I'm here to tell you that beginners can effectively prepare for the 1500-meter swim, 40-kilometer bike, and 10-kilometer run in just 12 weeks, dedicating only 6 to 8 hours per week to training. Success in this time frame doesn't come from grinding out excessive volume. It relies entirely on a structured, progressive approach that prioritizes consistency, aerobic development, and race-specific preparation. Before we dive into the schedule, let's establish your starting point. This program assumes a baseline fitness level of an 800-meter continuous swim, 1 hour of steady cycling, and a 30-minute run. If you're at that level, you're ready to execute. We're breaking this 12-week cycle into four distinct phases. We start with phase one, base training, covering weeks 1 through 3. This phase is all about building your aerobic engine, which accounts for 95% of your Olympic distance performance. You'll keep your workouts firmly in zone 1 and zone 2 intensity. This allows us to gradually increase your volume without overwhelming your recovery systems. During these early weeks, your primary goals are technique refinement across all three disciplines, incorporating triathlon-specific strength training, and improving your body's metabolic efficiency at burning fat for fuel. I want you tracking progress from day one. Whether you're using heart rate monitors, power meters, or simple training logs, establishing a measurable baseline is non-negotiable. Data drives decisions. Moving into phase two, the build phase, weeks 4 through 6, we introduce tempo and threshold workouts. You'll be sustaining efforts at 80 to 90% of your lactate threshold for 20 to 30 minutes at a time. This specific intensity teaches your body to clear lactate more efficiently, raising your ceiling for sustained power. We also introduce brick workouts right now to simulate that immediate transition from cycling to running, helping your legs adapt to that heavy, fresh-off-the-bike sensation. While you're building that endurance, we're drilling swim technique with surgical precision. Focus on maintaining a streamlined body position, keeping your head low during every breath, and driving your kick from the hips, not the knees. As we shift into phase three, the peak phase, covering weeks 7 through 10, the focus pivots entirely to race-specific execution. You'll be running full race simulations that mirror actual competition conditions, including terrain, pacing, and your fueling strategy. These simulations will include race-based swim sets, bike intervals punctuated by short sprints to mimic surges, and run repeats held at your target 10-kilometer pace. We're also taking you into the open water to practice sighting, treading, and managing chop. Back on land, we're fine-tuning your transitions using mock transition areas until your movements are automatic. Around this time, tapering begins 8 to 14 days out, reducing overall volume while maintaining intensity to yield a documented 2 to 3% performance improvement. That brings us to phase 4, taper and race week, covering weeks 11 and 12. You will reduce your training volume by 40 to 60% over a 10-day period, while keeping your workout frequency and intensity consistent. This sheds accumulated fatigue without losing the fitness you've built. Nutrition shifts to a precise one-day carb-loading strategy, with 70% of your daily calories coming from easily digestible carbohydrates. Eliminate all high-fiber foods during this window, and ensure your largest pre-race meal is consumed by 9 a.m. the day before competition. A complete gear check is finalized 6 days prior to race day. No last-minute surprises. We also emphasize mental preparation, using visualization and positive self-talk to lock in your race day confidence. Trust the process. Let's lock in the critical takeaways. Consistency and strategic progression are far more effective than excessive training hours or chasing perfect workout adherence. The early weeks must prioritize aerobic volume and technical efficiency over speed or intensity. Brick workouts and transition practice are non-negotiable for adapting to the unique physical demands of triathlon racing. Objective tracking from the start allows for data-driven adjustments and measurable progress. And remember, a properly executed taper, combined with precise nutrition timing and thorough gear preparation, is the final key to unlocking peak race day performance. Ultimately, Olympic triathlon success is built on disciplined preparation, mental resilience, and trusting this structured process over the full 12-week journey. Now, let's get to work.